Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, Sales Success Coach. Now they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I'm so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to help people find their sacred true calling. So I am super excited to introduce Joanne Victoria. Now, Joanne is the author of 7 books, including Lighting Your Path, How to Create the Life You Want, and Vision with a Capital V, Create the Business of Your Dreams. Now, Joanne Victoria is the host of the Sanity Project podcast and interviews professionals on mindset, self-development, sales, marketing, leadership, and business building. Now, as a true calling life coach, Joanne has an advantage. She is able to see where a person, project, or business gets stuck. Joanne provides insights that identify old beliefs and negative thinking that prevent people from achieving their highest level of success. Now, Joanne helps frustrated entrepreneurs take a leap of faith to a more fulfilling and prosperous life by helping them discover their true calling. Well, welcome, Joanne. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
I am so grateful you invited me to be your guest today, Wendy Vaughn. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you're quite welcome. And I just love how you're helping entrepreneurs overcome those limiting beliefs so that they can create the business of their dreams. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Thank you.
And well, top of my mind here is something that I just love finding out. What exactly was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own life coaching practice?
Well, just to be clear, before I had my life coaching practice, I was facilitating seminars in personal development.
Okay.
And before that, I was in real estate, and one thing pushed me to the next, to the next. So when I left real estate, it was a good gig. I had a great thing going, but it wasn't enough. And then I went into co-presenting workshops and seminars, and I was there for a while. And then I had many retreats, and on the retreats, it was always about coaching the individuals, coaching the group. And then something made me decide to go one-on-one. I like one-on-one with people. So it was more the experiences prior to becoming a life coach, and then it was anything else.
Okay.
Just, you know, walking into it directly, no, walking into it, which is the way I've lived my life.
Right. Yeah. Well, sometimes we take various open doors without realizing that, you know, that is the perfect path to go. It doesn't always appear like the perfect path until we go through the door.
Yes. And I, even at the time that I did this, I did not know at the time that intuition was in play until somebody told me about it. And it was like I had to study that. And then that's what I've been trusting all along, is my intuition as to what direction I would take.
Nice. Yeah, that is powerful. Well, how long have you had your own coaching practice, and has your business mission or vision evolved during that time?
Well, I've probably been a life coach or a business coach, any kind of a coach that you might think, because I pivot frequently a few degrees here and there for about 25 years. It's been an experience in and of itself doing that. My vision has expanded. It hasn't really changed. It has expanded. And it's just gone from something small to something much bigger. And that's why I wrote my book, Vision with a Capital V, because people's visions weren't enough. When I was doing research for the book, that I would query clients or past clients or prospects, and they would give me what their vision was. And basically it was a goal and it was insufficient. And so I explained that somewhat in the book. And I talk about that to this day, about people having huge visions of their impact on the world. The possibilities that people have are amazing, because we each come to this earth as a unique individual with a unique brain, a unique nervous system, a unique everything. Even though we might look a little bit like our parents, we're still different. So our uniqueness needs to be made bigger to make room for other things to come in.
Absolutely. Yeah, I love that. When I was talking about you and bringing you into the podcast, I was talking about how you really work with people's limiting beliefs. And it's just something that so many people don't realize, that that's what they're operating under, and that a goal is not as big of an impact as they really could if they let loose of those limiting beliefs. So that, yeah, I love that. Well, have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way?
Well, I've not had any problem. My children, of course, wanted to know why I left real estate. Since I was so successful at it, I wound up at the end owning my own company, one person office, more or less. And I just had to tell them that I had to do something different that was more fulfilling to me. Mm-hmm. So my kids went along with it because they're a big part of my life. And I would say the only issues that I might have had, which I still have in some areas, not that I want to scare any prospects away, but doubts, some self-doubts about things. And most of the things that I doubted were topics that I could learn, research, study, and add to my portfolio.
Sure. Yeah. The journey that we take is what gives us more tools in our tool belt, if you will.
Yes.
And if we have these challenges and we overcome them, that just makes the value of our work with others even more impactful. So, you know, everybody has their journey. We're not, as far as I know anyway, I haven't come across anybody who has been equipped with everything they need at birth. So
yes,
it's part of that journey of being an entrepreneur, even life, right?
Yes, absolutely. And that's one of the vehicles, that path that I've used to learn more. I mean, if I ever hit a roadblock, I would figure that I needed to meditate on it, ask the powers that be about it to help me, read about it, and do research about it. So the first thing I ever purchased when I was first married, I don't even think I had children at the time, was an encyclopedia. And that was something, a way for me to learn. And I'm a lifelong learner. Every day there's something new for me to discover.
Yeah, that's a great mindset to have. That means you're always getting better, always improving. I wouldn't say getting better. That was a misspoken word, but always improving and increasing. So, well, I'm curious, what did you do to overcome those early feelings of self-doubt? Because that is very common amongst entrepreneurs.
Well, the first thing I learned to do was to ask for what I wanted. So when I had the doubt, as we discussed prior to recording today, when I have a doubt, I ask for help. Mm-hmm. And I'm asking my intuition, my powers that be, my committee, my internal gods, so to speak, what do I need to do? What is my next step? And I usually get the answers in that way. And if I don't get them quickly enough, because I am rather impatient, I study. I do research and I study, and I, you know, look over things and wait until I get some sort of a hit, some sort of a connection that I can go, aha. Mm-hmm. And then I pay attention to what other people say, such as yourself. I mean, what you say, I pay attention to. I don't pay attention to everyone, because a lot of people are just repeating things that other people told them. Mm-hmm. But I pay attention to people such as yourself who come from a similar aligned path, trust their intuition, have worked hard. I have no room for people who don't want to work. If you don't want to work, it's difficult, because even working with me is work. Right. I give a lot of homework.
Well, and that's how people can get out of their own way and realize a new reality. So
absolutely.
You have to help hold people accountable too. If you want really this dream business that you're telling me you want, then we need to shift.
Correct.
Well, Joanne, you're obviously an expert at helping people, you know, overcome those limiting beliefs and really align with their business vision. But I'm curious, how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Well, truth be told, if someone just had a line out my door with people who wanted to work with me, I would be happy with that. If they were well-qualified prospects that I could turn into clients by just saying, come here, there's a contract you can sign. We can have a conversation. I'd be quite happy. And the rest is just a guess, because it's important for me to communicate with people verbally, at least on the phone. Emails are okay, but nobody pays that much attention to them unless they're in the relationship already. So I like to communicate effectively with people. I call them clarity calls for a reason. And it's to get to the clarity about who they are, what they want, and why they want it. And then I hope when we have this clarity call that there's a connection, a heart connection, a soul connection, a mental connection, some sort of a connection that I'm dealing with another human being who really wants me to help them. Mm-hmm. Not somebody else, but me. Because one of the questions that I first or second ask is, have they ever worked with the coach before? And if they have, the outcomes that came from working with that coach would make it good or bad about hiring me.
True. Yep. Absolutely.
So there's a lot of questioning, querying, and a lot of insights into the clients, to the prospect, excuse me, just a clarification for those of you who are listening, a prospect is not a client. A prospect is somebody I have found who is considering becoming a client. Once they pay, they become a client, so that people know, because sometimes they think a client is a client when you're talking to them and you haven't signed them up yet. So I have to have a conversation. I have to get a hit on them. And if I get a hit on them and they don't get a hit on me, then I can go deeper into the questioning and say, I heard you say X. Can you, you know, go deeper with that for me? So that helps the way I work with clients.
Right.
Except I do like that line outside my door.
Yeah. We all would love that line outside our door. Even I would, you know, and
yes.
Sales is my gig, but well, do you have any challenges or frustrations besides the fact you don't have a line out your door?
Well, sometimes, and being human, I do have some doubts about my own approach to turning a prospect into a client. And I can't discern yet exactly what they are. I think there's some sort of something more for me to learn. And I think that's what my next step will be after our recording conversation. There's something more for me to learn. Now, it doesn't mean that those who are listening should get scared off of even talking to me, but there's something more I need to learn. And I'm grateful for having said that. Because I acknowledge that, and I'm human, and I'm going to be learning till the day I go.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's like I alluded to earlier, we are not born with all the skills that we need. And client enrollment does require some skills that are separate from your zone of genius, you know,
correct.
The skill that you have that is so impactful, where you can help people get past their limiting beliefs and really gain clarity around their own business vision, or maybe even help them build that clarity. But when it comes to the client enrollment process, yeah, that's possibly a little different experience. And so I love the fact that you value the opportunity to have an actual conversation versus rely on digital communication, because digital communication, once and for all, doesn't have that freedom to really hear people's true meaning and what's going behind the words. And you can only gain that by having a conversation. So with regard to a little bit of a doubt about the approach, I'm assuming that if you're feeling some doubts about your approach to the client enrollment conversation, that tells me that you're probably not enjoying that conversation as much as you would like. Is that a true statement?
That would be closer to the truth. Yes, I would prefer to go into a conversation with a clear head and a clear heart. And I can do that, but there's still something more that I need to complete my soul, shall we say, or my left brain. I'm not sure. I think it's the left brain. I think I have to access something in my left brain that will benefit me. And if it benefits me, it'll benefit a prospect.
Right.
I mean, I do have clients. I keep getting clients. I don't know how, but this is a personal issue. And I know those who are listening are going, well, then why am I listening to her? Well, you're listening to me because I'm a human being. And and that's part of it. And you have to know that even though I say I'm a coach, whether I'm a sacred true calling coach or not, I am still learning more about myself. And the more I talk to people, the more I learn about myself. And I know that Wendy's going to help me with that doubt.
Yeah, well, here's a little bit of information that might help with that doubt and create a little bit of clarity that I would love to share with you.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, and that is that, you know, you're obviously very good at having conversations with people, and you're heart-centered. You really want to connect with them. And like you said, when you do connect, then you feel confident, or you feel like going deeper into the conversation. So that if statement, you know, if I feel, if there is that connection, that's what I call a blind spot, and that needs to be kind of ironed out, because there's no reason really why that connection shouldn't occur. But with certain personalities or certain, you know, like I'm on the spectrum of being an introvert, so to connect with me is maybe a little bit like pulling a whale up off the bottom of the ocean, you know.
I understand. Yes, ma'am.
Somebody who's, you know, more exuberant and outgoing and an open book. So we have our personalities to work with. But, you know, the way that I frame a client enrollment conversation is it's more of a journey. Okay. And everybody starts in that journey. Well, I should say your prospects start in the journey with some resistance, right? They start with some skepticism. You know, these are all, again, varying levels. If they're a referral, they don't have as much and they have some information, but everybody starts the journey with a little bit of resistance, some unknowns. What am I getting into? What is she all about? What is going to be the ultimate offer here? What, you know, what does this look like? And so there's some resistance, arms crossed, you know, even maybe not physically, but internally. Mm-hmm. Your responsibility is to not just be authentic, which authentic is the new buzzword, and it certainly is part of just being real, which thank goodness we are being real, and I would like to challenge everybody to be real all the time. But being authentic is that element of just being comfortable with ourselves. But it's not enough for a prospect to go from that state of resistance to that feeling excited, confident, and committed to go forward with their decision to work with you, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So lead them through this journey. So the question is, how do you do that? And before we had our interview here, I was talking to Joanne a little bit, and she was explaining to me how important it is to establish trust. And that is one of those, what I call psychological states, that absolutely has to be established during that journey of leading your prospect to the state of confidence. And there are several other aspects that need to be included. But I'm not a coach that really lays a script on people and say, here's a script, you say this. It's more of a framework, because you have to be fluid in a conversation and really go with how the direction is going. If you're too strict or rigid, then that's when that connection might not be made. And I'm not insinuating that you have some specific script you follow, but I'm just offering this as, you know, not only some guidance for you, but also for our listeners. But the main thing that I wanted to really provide a little clarity on is your role as a leader in helping people down that journey of from skepticism and resistance and whatever their initial limiting beliefs are, right? As you're tapping into your own zone of genius, to then the feeling of excitement about the outcome of working with you. And needless to say, getting excited about an outcome that is intangible requires really tuning into what people are looking for as their outcome. So hopefully that helps just a little bit in moving the needle for you and provide you with maybe a little bit different outlook.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yes, It does. I will reread what I wrote. And once this podcast is published, I'll also listen to the podcast itself as I post it on my media page on my website. And by that time, there'll be a shift and a change because there will be time
right.
in between.
Yeah.
And I have something to tuck under my pillow tonight. Thank
Good.
You, Wendy. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Well, Joanne, we're right in the middle of this pandemic. I was hoping that we'd be well past it by now, but it is what it is. And it's has been creating so much uncertainty, as we all know, in the business world and for entrepreneurs and in their vision of what's next and how to crystallize some dream goal and vision for themselves. So has the pandemic had any impact on the work that you do?
Well, I've been working virtually for quite a while now. So the impact on myself is not as strong as it is for others. Although some of my clients have gotten depressed and they have had, emotional issues. And I don't mind any of this, trust me, because I can deal with, I can finagle. So I've had to deal with their states of being. And that's been something that, it's a gift for me to be able to help people through this and help them come out the other side quickly. Fortunately, none of my clients have been ill. None of my prospects have been ill either. So I don't know where these people that are sick live. And you hear so much about it, but I don't know. And I used to speak at lots of meetings, and I don't do that live anymore. And not every place that had meetings prior, whatever kinds of meetings they were, are having them on Zoom. So it's something for me to consider I have to make a shift to go to other places to be a speaker at meetings. But that's the biggest issue for me is, number one, my clients being emotional and depressed, but not clinically depressed, not where they have to take drugs. If they have to do that, I certainly recommend they see their physician. But it's helping them through that hurdle, especially if they're not ill, and then me looking at a different way of presenting myself to small groups of people. Mm-hmm. Does that make any sense to you? Does that help?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I think you hit right on it, this underlying current of depression. It is pervasive and it's showing up in a lot of different ways. And I would think that it is triggering some of those limiting beliefs.
Yes.
I feel like depression is a direct correlation with limiting beliefs. So,
and it comes in waves. There's a ground level of, on a scale of 1 to 10, there might be a 2 or 3 that's always there that hadn't been there before. And some days are better than others, depending upon the moon, the stars, the weather, or whatever, other family members. It exists at a lower level with a great number of people.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yep, definitely. Well, so how do you work with entrepreneurs who want to finally, get past those limiting beliefs, those feelings of doubt, and build the business of their dream that really aligns with their sacred truth? Can you share a little bit about your philosophy and approach?
Well, my approach is different with everybody because I have to take the individual in mind. So when I have an individual with me, I need to know their emotional state before we move forward. Mm-hmm. And I do that a lot by talking, yes, but I give them questions to respond to. And when they respond to those questions, those are their responses to what I focus on for a period of time. So again, we can make a breakthrough because those are the realities of their life presently that they're dealing with. And we have to break through there before we can come out the other side and get into fresh territory, new territory, because new thinking requires a clean blackboard. And that's what we have to do first. Obviously, I use all the skills I've absorbed throughout the last few decades to do that. But it's different with each person because each person is different from the other.
Right.
So I don't have a formula where I deal with them, this is my structure. I don't like structure. I hate structure, mm-hmm. but I have to have it. So I have it first in the form of questions. And once they respond to those questions, they find out more about themselves. But usually even when they respond to the questions, they're not telling all of the truth.
Right.
Not that they're purposely lying, but they don't know all of the truth. of their truth. So we have to go deeper into everything. And I want to get to the core of who they are first. Then when we're clear on what they want, when they become clear on what they want the outcome to be, then we make a plan for that. Because I have plans for business. When I'm talking about plans, I don't mean anything that exists out there in the world. I mean, every individual has their own plan so that they can do what they need to do to become the success they want to be, to be, find their sacred true calling. That's the first thing we have to deal with. Once we find that, that gives me space, that gives them space, because they have by that time shed all of their negative beliefs, or most of them, for that period of time. Everything is temporary, everything is fluid. So once they have shed and created space, we go to that next step after we, you know, clear out and go to confession a lot of times, a lot of Saturdays involved in confession, in the confessional. Then we create the plan to go to the true calling, the sacred true calling, not the one they've relied on. And then how are we going to either design a new business, which is what I'm good for there, or how can we incorporate it into the existing business, which I have done several times.
Nice. Yeah. I love that. Your whole approach is so tuned in and personalized, yet you're tapping on what you know works, you know? So it's
yes.
Just, hey, well, let's try this and let's try that. No, you know yeah. What the process is, even though you don't like so much structure, but you do know the process to help people through that journey, to use a familiar word,
right?
Go from their current state of what they perceive as reality to this new clean slate, and then create that true calling.
It's doable, it's possible, and it works. And this is where there's sometimes a problem, because people like structure more than they like anything else in the world. Because, you know, they start out in kindergarten, they go to first grade, second grade, third grade, and so on until whatever. This is not like that. When you're dealing with intuition and when you're dealing with miracles, sometimes there's just this enormous shift that occurs that somebody says, aha, I got it. And then more work goes on to that, because you can't live in the clouds. You have to live on the ground. And even though I say I don't like structure, I don't like hard structure. And I know you have to be grounded in order to get this inside.
Yeah. Well, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you, Joanne?
Well, anybody can have a clarity call with me by going to my website at askjoannevictoria.com. That's A-S-K-Joanne, J-O-A-N-N-E, Victoria, V-I-C-T-O-R-I-A. And as you're sliding through my website, you can also see a place for you to get a free book.
Oh, wow.
It's called The True Self Handbook, A Guide to Transform Your Life. You can read that book. And then if you have questions about that book, you can call me, you can email me, you can do whatever you want. But I promise a free clarity call on my website. And there's lots of other stuff there, but that's good for today.
Yeah, that is great. So tell me again the name of that book, True Self.
The True Self Handbook.
Okay.
A Guide to Transform Your Life.
All right. Wow. That sounds awesome.
One of my seven. Yes.
That's one of your seven. Fantastic.
Yes.
So that URL again is ask Joanne Victoria. So three words, but all together, askjoannevictoria.com and J-O-A-N-N-E for Joanne. And navigate through, look for that free book, True Self Handbook, and I'm sure the clarity call is definitely a huge value as well. So thank you so much for that generosity.
Oh, you're more than welcome. I hope your listeners take advantage of that, because this is something I enjoy doing. And this will definitely be a coaching call, just so you know.
Okay.
Those who are listening, it's not going to be me trying to pound anything over your head. It is going to be a true call.
True coaching call. I love
true
that.
True coaching call.
Yeah. That's great. Well, Joanne, you've already shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom here through our conversation, but if I could tap on you one last time, in looking at your own experience in building your business, What's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's questioning their decision to have started their own business, or maybe they're doubting their ability to succeed? And I have a feeling this is right within your superpower, your zone of genius.
Well, first thing I would say is never give up.
Okay.
This is something that people don't think is very important, but it's vital. It's easy to give up for a moment. You can give up for a moment and say, the heck with that, I'm done. But what are your options? Mm-hmm. Your only option is to go to bed and pull the covers over your head and give in.
Right.
If you've gotten this far in the interview, you're interested in yourself. You're interested in your own growth. So never give up. And if you have doubts, call me, call Wendy. There's that. If you have great and deep doubts, pray. Mm-hmm. Pray. You do all things through Christ who strengthen you, and that's key. So ask for help. You will get an answer. This is what you have to understand. You will get an answer when you ask for help. Even if you just say right now, or when you stop listening to this podcast, I need help, you will get a response. Mm-hmm. When you get that response, act on it immediately.
Yeah, that's the key.
Immediately. Because what will happen, tomorrow's question will give you a different response. And your energy is recognized when when you get that response. So your energy is clear now that you're in doubt. If you're in doubt, ask for help. If you get a response, respond to it. Now, there is no tomorrow in this. Mm-hmm. You know, Wendy and I are speaking, but you know, we could go poof in a minute.
This is true. Yeah, I love that. You know, and you have that in your website domain, Ask Joanne Victoria. And you spoke of that early in your business journey to ask for help from your inner wisdom, that ultimate source. And so that has been a recurring theme. And I just love that because it is so powerful just to ask, be quiet, and
listen.
And then I just love that. Then do
act.
It.
Act. Act.
Then act.
Act.
Yeah. Well, Joanne, it's just been so great hearing about your journey from facilitating seminars to the important work you're now doing, helping people really align with their sacred true calling and achieve their highest levels of success in life. I've just really enjoyed our conversation. I want to thank you so much for being a guest on today's show.
Well, I thank you for having me because I've had fun before, during, and I'm sure at some time we'll have more fun after.
Absolutely. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Joanne Victoria through her website, askjoannevictoria.com. Look for that free book. That is powerful. True Self Handbook. And schedule one of those clarity calls. Like she said, it will be true coaching. So that is fantastic and really appreciate the generosity and just all the wisdom that you've shared today. So thank you again. And for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great, what's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right, well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Joanne Victoria. And as always, here's to your success.